This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Listen, Mark, this is Carol Channing. I'm not at all happy with the buyers asking for some of my jewelry. They're not attached. They're not included. After all, Mark, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh, yes.
How old is that? Carol Channing's been gone for a very long time. As is Mom, who was voicing that spot. Welcome, thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, we have a pair of guests, a pair of architects, to discuss the AIA, American Institute of Architects, annual tour. It's coming up October 1st, 2022. And they each have a couple of projects on the tour. And then that's Ellen Bildson, who's been on before, and Tom Oxner. And Ellen will stay on for a follow-up segment to talk about downtown, State Street, new issues with Paseo Nuevo. Lots to talk about. Maybe we can ask her about ADUs. I was just on the phone with Tony Zekas. Rhymes with suitcase. Doesn't not spelled anything like that. Design Systems. Tony Zekas, Design Systems. He's buried, but he's working on ADUs. He was given to me by Cindy Souder, who was in the business for years, came on the program, who was given to me by Leslie Monser, who was in the business, I think, when I started in 88. She left town. Cindy is focusing on some similar projects, but independent from helping you. So she gave me Tony's name. Well, last week in the third segment, I almost did a story about a man back east, River Dave. He had become a hermit, and he was squatting for like 20 years, from age 54 to 84, or maybe 51 to 81. And he got kind of busted, and anyway, it's a long story. I don't have time, but I wish I had done it last week, because after the program last week, I heard on the radio that he actually is living up, and $200,000 were raised for him, and it's an amazing story. This guy's still living in the woods as a hermit, so to speak. Don't forget MontecitoLandscape.com. You can get their bi-monthly newsletter. And we can take a look at some interest rates here before we do year-to-date stats. Year-to-date stats we'll do in the first segment. The weekly multiple listing sales update is in the fourth segment. As of, August 19th, was that Friday? 30-year fixed conforming, loans up to $647,200, about 5.375 to 5.5%. Then you have what they call conforming high balance, under $783,150, 5.375 to 5.5%, same rate. And the 30-year fixed conforming high balance jumbo is lower. It's 5 to 5.25, and the 30-year fixed jumbo, another term, could they have more terms, could be 4.875 to 4.875 to 5%. So it's interesting how that works. If you understand it, explain it to me. I learned a new word. I've been trying to do this architectural word of the week and have not been keeping up with it. But this one is not in there. You know what a vaulted ceiling is and a barrel ceiling. This is a groin vaulted ceiling. And it was mentioned in the listing. I had to look it up because I thought it was a typo. A vault produced by the intersection at right angles of two barrel tunnel vaults. And if I tried to explain that on the radio, you'd go to sleep. Sometimes the arches of groin vaults may be pointed instead of round. I'm reading it, and I don't understand it. And I saw the ceiling, and I don't understand it. Okay, let's take a look at the year-to-date stats. This is the 33rd week of the year, the week ending August 19th, 2022. Went back to 2015 here. We have 614 sales, a median price of $2,261,000. And again, we ended up in 2021 at $1,962,000. So we'll see if we end up over $2 million by the end of the year. Is a long way to go. Now, I'm going to last year's median price was just at this time, just $2 million, just a hair over $2 million. So it did drop about 20% by the end of the year. So 614 sales. I'll skip last year's year-to-date number of sales for the first 33 weeks. Go to 2020 with 658 compared to our 614, so we're low there. 2019 and going back in years, 691, 670, 725 in 2017, 688 in 2016, and 748 in 2015. So we're at 614, clearly the lowest going back to 2015. And last year, known as the unicorn year, a fluke year, 920 sales for the first 6 months. So whenever you hear and you read a headline, compared to last year, you just can't compare it to last year. You got to give the whole breadth of the history. And of course, last year's 2 million year to date and median price, and 2020's year to date median price was $1,475,000. And before that, 2019, $1,320,000, and going back, $1,275,000, $1,275,000, $1,225,000. 2015's $1,177,000. The year-to-date median price, and we were just at $2.3 million, so almost double the median price from 2015. Crazy. Montecito only, you ask. $5.25 million was the median price for the first 33 weeks, single-family residences only in Montecito. Last year it was $4.936 million. This year, $5.425 million. Last time I checked Hope Ranch, it was even a bit higher than Montecito's. And in 2020, it was $3.3 million. Then below 3 million, then another 3 million, 2.8, 3 million. So very consistent from 2015 to 2020, bouncing around 3 million plus or minus. Then 2021 bumped it up to almost 5 million, and now 5.4 million, Montecito only, first 22 weeks of the year. 109 sales, skipping last year. 2020, 143 sales. 104 in 2019. 78 in 2018, the debris flow. 116 in 2017, again today 109, then 121, 117. So the 109 is not significantly lower than those other years, but last year 210 sales, Montecito, first 33 weeks of the year. So everything pales in comparison to that. Even 2015, when we had that high of 748 sales overall, there was only 117 sales in Montecito. And we almost hit that this year at 109. Any questions? We do have one single-family home for sale under $1 million. It's been there for a bit, and it's in Painted Cave. Richard, maybe you should buy that. You're a mountain man. And we... So we'll take a look at the weekly stats in the fourth segment. Coming up is a pair of architects to talk about a couple of projects they have on the AIA, American Institute of Architect Tours. We have a Santa Barbara branch. And then we'll also do another segment talking about downtown Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.